Good morning. Welcome to our service. Thank you so much for coming. My name's Steve Morris. I'm the vicar of St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. It's great to have you here with us. Thank you so much. The service order will be on the internet, so you can print that out and find it on our website. All the words in bold we say together. The reading and the sermon are separate, so basically you just stop at that point and you listen to it, or maybe listen to it before you begin and then come back. Father, thank you we can be together to worship today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. I invite you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for. It's wonderful that we can bring to God the things that are troubling us and to place them in His safekeeping. Let's do that now. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Well, it's liberating to know that we are right with God, that we are reconciled with Him. And that's why we say the words of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship You, we give You thanks, we praise You for Your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, You take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For You alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm going to read a collect today. A collect just means a special prayer. This one really struck a chord with me. It's an old Celtic king. It's a collect for Oswald, who was one of the great instrumental people in bringing the faith, in encouraging the faith. And this is the special prayer for him. Lord God Almighty, who so kindled the faith of King Oswald with Your Spirit, that he set up the sign of the cross in his kingdom and turned his people to the light of Christ, grant that we, being fired by the same Spirit, may always bear our cross before the world and be found faithful servants of the gospel. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you now to maybe take a break, to go and to listen to the reading and then to the talk. And then we'll join us back here when we continue with the Creed. And so, we say together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I always think we're just so blessed to be able to worship in peace, to be able to come and express our faith. And it seems to me that that's something that we need to be very, very grateful for, because so many people around the world can't do it. Now, we're going to have our prayers of intercession. Father, we pray for our country and our city and for the whole world as it begins to be released from lockdown and this deadly virus. Father, we pray for our leaders, that they would be wise, and we pray thanks for all those who have kept our country going during these tumultuous weeks. Father, we are so grateful to all those who have risked their own safety to look after others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for this parish. We are thankful for our beautiful church building. And we're thankful for the company and friendship of those we worship with and share our lives with. Would you bless us as we prepare and wish to know the way in which we are to go? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all of those whom we love, who we are worried about. Father, we ask you to comfort those who are in distress, to heal those who are ill, to be with those who mourn, and to help us to know that all shall be well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for ourselves, Lord. We ask you to help us on this great pilgrimage of faith and life, to walk beside us, to pick us up when we fall, to help us to share our joys and to encourage others. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you may be listening to this on your own. So we're going to do the piece, but what we can do at this stage is to imagine someone in the congregation, bring them to mind, or if you're with someone else, why not share the piece with them? When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let's offer one another a sign of peace. So, we're at peace with God, we're at peace with each other. We've offered up to God all the things that have been wrong in our lives. We've affirmed our faith. And we've listened to the word, sat under the authority of the word, and understood what the word has to say to us today. And now, we embark on the great adventure of the Eucharist. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, We remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we say the words that Jesus taught us when he was asked how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ, though we are many. We are one body because we all share in one bread. We now say the prayer after communion. It's a prayer full of thankfulness. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So, dear friends, thank you so much for joining me. It's good that you are here, and I'm very glad that you've been able to take part in this service at a distance. I think we've all learned something from this period about services and about the power of the actual words. Sometimes, you know, without the priest, you just somehow get that great sense of the beauty of the liturgy and the way it speaks deeply into our lives. And now a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be with you in your going out and in your coming home. May the Lord bless those whom you love. May the Lord let you know that you are precious. May the Lord draw you close and in all the storms of life reassure you that all shall be well. May the Lord be with you now and forever, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, dear friends, we send you on your way. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you very much, dear friends, for accompanying me on this service. I encourage you to share it with your friends, to come back and listen to it again, and to get the real sense that God is so close and that you are so precious to him. Bye-bye.